Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 29th of January 2021 is Pyramid of Nicaea. The Pyramid of Nicaea, in ancient Egyptian Mensutni Usuri, meaning enduring other places of Nicaea, is a mid-25th century BC pyramid complex built for the Egyptian pharaoh Nicaea I of the 5th dynasty. During his reign, Nicaea had the unfinished monuments of his father, Neferkerkakai, mother, Konkaus II, and brother, Aferfa, completed, before commencing work on his personal pyramid complex. He chose a site in the Abusir necropolis between the complexes of Neferkerkakai and Sahur, which, restrictive in area and terrain, economized the costs of labor and material. Nicaea was the last king to be entombed in the necropolis, whilst his successors chose to be buried elsewhere. His monument encompasses a main pyramid, a mortuary temple, a valley temple on Abusir Lake, a causeway originally intended for Neferkerkakai's monument, and a cult pyramid. The main pyramid had a stepped core built from roughly cut limestone and encased in fine Tura limestone. The casing was stripped by stone thieves, leaving the core exposed to the elements and further human activity, which have reduced the once nearly 52 meters, 171 feet, 99 cu, tall pyramid to a ruined mound, with a substructure that is dangerous to enter due to the risk of cave-ins. Adjoining the pyramid's east face is the mortuary temple with its unusual configuration and features. Replacing the usual T-shaped plan, the mortuary temple has an L-shape, an alteration required due to the presence of mastabas to the east. It debuted the Antikambakari, a square room with a single column, which became a standard feature of later monuments. It also contains an unexplained square platform, which has led archaeologists to suggest that there may be a nearby obelisk pyramidion. This is unusual as obelisks were central features of Egyptian sun temples, but not of pyramid complexes. Finally, the north and southeast corners of the site have two structures which appear to have been pylon prototypes. These became staple features of temples and palaces. In the southeast corner of the complex, a separate enclosure hosts the cult pyramid, a small pyramid whose purposes remains unclear. A long causeway binds the mortuary and valley temples. These two were under construction for Neferkerkakai's monument, but were repurposed for Nusa's. The causeway, which had been more than half completed when Neferkerkakai died, thus has a bend where it changes direction from Neferkerkakai's mortuary temple to Nusa's. Two other pyramid complexes have been found in the area. Known as Lepsius 24 and Lepsius 25, they may have belonged to the consorts of Nicaea, particularly Queen Reputnub, or of Neferfa. Further northwest of the complex are mastabas built for the pharaoh's children. The tombs of the priests and officials associated with the king's funerary cult are located in the vicinity as well. Whereas the funerary cults of other kings died out in the first intermediate period, Nusa's may have survived this transitional period and into the Middle Kingdom, although this remains a contentious issue among Egyptologists. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:01 UTC on Friday, the 29th of January 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Pyramid of Nicaea. This podcast is produced by Abulsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Olivia Newell. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.